Well, we're going to continue our study on the word blessed. We've had believe. We are to believe that we are loved with an everlasting love. And last week we had listen and hear. We are to listen and hear what the Lord has to say to us. This week we're going to have enter. We are to enter into a deeper fellowship with the Lord. Amen. And how do we do that? By being in His Word and getting spiritual nourishment. So I'm going to start off with the understanding that we all need to understand that we're all of us different ages with the Lord spiritually. Some are farther along in their fellowship than others. Some didn't become saved until they were adults naturally. Some were saved when we were children. Please do not compare yourself to someone else. I've done that. And I feel like I was failing because I didn't feel like I was as spiritual or as far along with the Lord as someone else. Each one of us has our own walk with the Lord. And He'll take us at our pace as individuals, not as a collective group. And so I hope you receive a blessing. I want to start out in 1 Peter 2. 1 Peter 2. In verse 2. 1 Peter 2 and verse 2. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that ye may grow thereby. If so, be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. After we're saved and the Lord has revealed that we need a Savior, we've asked Him into our heart. Then we want to begin our walk with the Lord. And at the beginning, we're to be like those babies desiring that milk. And it's the basics of the word. And why should we have this desire? So we can grow. And as we continue to grow, we can get deeper and deeper into the meat of the word. We don't want to stay in the milk of the word. But we, at the beginning, we need to have that desire. And then as we get farther and farther along with the Lord, our desire then should turn toward the meat of the word. And so that's kind of what we're going to be talking about tonight. So now I want to go back to the Psalms. We're going to go to Psalm 19. Psalm 19 and verse 10. Psalm 19 and verse 10. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. And I'm going to say something right now. In a lot of these scriptures, there's so much around it. And I just had to stop and just pick a verse here and there. And a couple places I took several verses. So there's a lot in this. But I just wanted to look at this verse. Growing spiritually and being in a deeper fellowship with the Lord is and should be more desired than the things of this world. And I thought about this. Raw honey and the honeycomb have properties that are beneficial to our physical bodies. And having a deeper fellowship with the Lord is more beneficial to us spiritually than the honey and the honeycomb is to our physical body. So, and I know that because we've looked into health things and just trying to get our bodies. And so I think about that. I think of how much this is good for me in the natural. How much more are the things of the Lord good for me in the spiritual? Psalm 34 and verse 8. Psalm 34 and verse 8. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. The nourishment of the word is good. And we are blessed when we're in the word, receiving that nourishment. Let's go to chapter 36. Psalm 36 and verse 7. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. God loves us so much that he provides everything that we need spiritually. And it is through him and his son and what his son did on the cross that we receive the eternal life that we have. Go to chapter 63, Psalm 63 and verse 5. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. Just as our physical body is satisfied with food and drink, so can our spiritual body be satisfied with the nourishment from the word. Psalm 103. Psalm 103, starting with verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like an eagle's. God supplies everything. And when we're tired, spiritually, a lot of times also physically, when we're struggling spiritually, when we get into the Word of God, our strength is renewed. It is like when you're hungry and you're starving in the natural, you eat, you get energy. It's the same way spiritually. Psalm 119. Psalm 119 and verse 103. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. As we grow in our walk, we gain more understanding, and we have the ability to discern false teachings. Skip down to verse 140. Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. God's word is pure like the raw honey. Raw honey still has stuff in it, but it's not been doctored by man or whatever. The things that are in the raw honey are beneficial to us. God's word is pure like the raw honey. It is health to our spiritual body. We should love the word and the work that it does. Now let's go to Proverbs 24. Proverbs 24 and verse 13. Proverbs 24, verse 13. My son, eat thou honey because it is good, and the honeycomb which is sweet to thy taste. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul. When thou hast found it, then there shall be a reward, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. We are encouraged to partake of God's word. Just as the honey and the honeycomb are sweet to our palate, you know, when you eat it, it's got a really good sweet taste. So is the spiritual nourishment or the knowledge of wisdom to our soul. chapter 25 and verse 27. Proverbs 25 and verse 27. It is not good to eat much honey. So for men to search their own glory is not glory. We have a warning. Just as overeating the honey in the natural is not good for our natural bodies, trying to gain wisdom for our own glory is not healthy for our spiritual body. Let's go to Isaiah 28. Isaiah 28 and verse 9. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. Who can learn and understand the deeper things of God? Those that have been weaned from the basics of the word and are ready to learn the deeper truths. Anybody can learn. Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55, starting with verse 1. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and you labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. We cannot buy or do anything in our own strength to obtain the wisdom of the Lord. We are to be in his word. Let it work in our hearts, and we will be satisfied spiritually. Jeremiah 3. Jeremiah 3 and verse 15. I know there's a lot of scriptures there's a lot I didn't put in here. Jeremiah 3, verse 15. And I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. God provides ones, pastors and teachers, to provide nourishment for our spiritual growth. But this does not eliminate the necessity of our studying the word for ourselves. So a lot of times I hear people, they go to church and that's all that they, and I've been guilty of that at times, you know. I haven't opened my Bible for days or whatever, but that's not enough. We have to be in it for ourselves. But God has provided for ones to teach us. They're important. Jeremiah 15. Jeremiah 15 and verse 16. I can't find it. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. The word of God is a great refreshment for our spiritual body. We get joy and rejoicing from it and strength. Chapter 31, Jeremiah 31, 14. And I will satiate the soul of the priest with fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, saith the Lord. It is the Lord that satisfies our spiritual bodies. He supplies what each one of us needs. And I know we've said it before. The word can be spoken or we can read it. And God speaks something different to each one of us. He knows exactly what we need. This word can feed each individual where they are with what they need at that moment. and we will be satisfied. Now, next time, that word may give us a little bit more to chew on, but we'll be satisfied again. Okay, now we're going to go to the New Testament, Matthew 5. Matthew 5 and verse 6. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. We are blessed when we hunger and thirst after the things of the Lord, and he will fill us to overflowing. He will always give us more than what we ask, because he knows what we need. 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 2. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able. We cannot understand the deeper truths or the meat of the word as long as we remain babes in the Lord. And that's where these people were at. They were still babes in the Lord. And we have to grow in order to get that meat. 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 20. Brethren, be not children in understanding. Howbeit in malice be ye children, but in understanding be men. And I had to think about this verse a little bit. And I thought about the word malice. Well, I looked it up and it says the intention or desire to do evil. And so when you think about a little child, they don't set out to intentionally hurt someone. And most often when they realize they've hurt someone, they're very sorry. And that's how the Lord wants us to be, like a child, when we've done that. But with the things of the Lord, we are exhorted to have a spiritual understanding as adults. And in teaching, you know, in subbing, I go to all these different grade levels, and I teach math to kindergarten all the way up through sixth grade, and they're all different concepts. Some of it's all addition, but they're different things for the age-wise. And then I was thinking about our homeschooling journey. I had two of them together that were at different stages. And I figured out, took me a long time, that both of our children, they learned differently. And Seth, he learned faster how to read in a lot of ways by listening to me teach Jonathan. And that's how we can be. You know, the Lord will teach, and we can learn by sometimes what he's teaching somebody else through their testimony. But when it comes to math or something like that, they are totally different learners. Jonathan takes after Gordon, and Seth takes after me. And I'm a visual learner. I need those hands-on things. And the Lord knows that we are each individual, and we learn differently. And he will meet us where we are, and he will take us from that point to grow us in him. And how I learn may be different. Well, it is different than how each one of you learn. Sometimes I have to learn the same lesson more than once. And as a teacher, I had to repeat lessons. But that's just how it is. Ephesians 4:14. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. When we are growing, and we never stop growing in Christ, we have spiritual wisdom as adults in Christ, if we let him work in us. And as we are growing, and as we are gaining that wisdom as adults in Christ, we will be established in the truth of the word. And when we're established in the truth of the word, we will not be deceived by false doctrines. 1 Timothy 4 and verse 1. I don't know where to stop, so there's several verses I'm just going to read. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused, even if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine whereunto thou hast attained. But refuse profane and old wives' fables and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. I'm going to skip down. I like verse 9. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. Paul is writing to Timothy here, and I'm not going to go into all of those verses. But in verse 6, he reminds him that he's been nourished up in the word of faith and good doctrine. We are nourished too. And as we are nourished, we are to share that with others. It is the spiritual that profits us as well as the ones we talk to about the things of the Lord. So what the Lord has done for us and has taught us, we are to share. That's our testimony. Hebrews 5 and verse 12. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk, and not of strong meat. For every one that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those whose by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. God expects us to grow. He doesn't want us to stay babies. He wants us to be able to share with others. We should be teachers if we're growing in the Lord. Through our testimony, we're a teacher. Yeah. It doesn't take a great skill. Just tell what the Lord has done for you, and somebody will get encouraged. You never know what that might speak to someone's heart. And in order to be able to do that, we need to be spiritually eating the meat of the word. Since the beginning of time, there has been evil in the world. And it seems to be getting worse and worse all the time. Satan has, and he will continue to use anyone and anything to draw us from the truth of the word. We need to be able to recognize when this happens, and it will happen to each one of us more than once. If he can't one way, he will try another. But with the understanding that we can never lose our salvation. We can, however, lose the close fellowship that we have with the Lord. Does this mean we can never get back into close fellowship with him? Heaven forbid. Lord is there with open arms. And I was so blessed by this. We're going to go back to Psalm 51. Psalm 51. Now we have to understand the context of this. This is David. After he... did he sin with Bathsheba? And the Lord has brought Nathan to speak a word of correction to David. So that's the context for this. David has lost that close fellowship with the Lord. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt sacrifices. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and the whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. I was so blessed by this. Verse 17 is the verse that really stood out to me. And then I started reading it in context. And David is asking for God's mercy and his forgiveness. God wants us to come to him with a broken and a contrite heart, because that's when he can do the work. When we are ready to come to him, he is ready to bring us back into close fellowship. He will restore. That's what I have tonight, and I hope you've been blessed. And next week we'll look at the word seek. Seek the scriptures to know more of him. And as I was reading this, I was touched by David said, you know, when the Lord would bring him back into fellowship, then David would be able to teach others. We can show others God's mercy. By what he's done for us, he can do for someone else.